Okay, Catherine, you said phase one was just being able to record the premises, find out exactly the coordinates. What is phase two, and how many phases are there?
Well, there's actually three phases here. The second phase is the animal ID phase, and this is where a 15-digit ID number, kind of like a social security number, gets issued to every animal, every cow, every sheep, every llama, every bison, everything.
Except the animals that illegally get into this country, they won't have to have numbers, right? Amazing.
Well, and then your third phase, you get into the actual animal tracking, and that's where the rubber really hits the road on this thing, where now you've got your premises ID, they've got the Eye in the Sky satellite photograph of you, and as Celeste was pointing out, they've identified your premises without your participation. This is the part that really kind of creeps me out, and it gets back to what I've been sort of harping about for the last 7 years, which is all of these times, when we make a purchase, if you buy your veterinary supplies, if you buy your feed, if you buy corn, if you buy whatever it is that you're buying that has any connection whatsoever to animals, now the USDA and their statisticians are going into those records. They're getting them voluntarily turned over to them. They're pouring through them. They're going over them with a microscope, and they're deciding, based on your purchase history, who is it who has to be issued one of these premises ID. So I think this is just the thin end of the wedge. I think we're going to start seeing those purchase records that we've unthinkingly allowed companies to collect on us by using credit cards and frequent shopper cards. I think we're going to start seeing a whole lot more of the government wanting access to those records to implement programs like this retroactively, going back and saying, hey, well, we saw that you bought some antibiotics that are used for goats 3 years ago, therefore we're issuing you a premises ID, and guess what? We already took a satellite photograph of your entire property in your backyard. We pinpointed where you've got the little goat pen in the back, and we want all that registered, and now we want you to submit to us, the federal government, a listing of how many goats you have, and we want you to issue them each unique ID numbers, and we want you to tell us exactly when you move them, when they die, when you slaughter them, when you eat them, when you sell them. Everything that you do with those goats now is information that we consider belongs to us.
Oh my God. You know, they'll probably say, our satellite has spotted two goats. You've only recorded one. Therefore, we're penalizing and fining you. Will they go that far?
Yeah, well, they absolutely can go that far. And in fact, either Celeste or Pat can address the fact that they've actually been using satellites to enforce crop planting. One of you was telling me about this today, that they've imposed fines.
Yes, well, there is a, it was a story just a month or so ago where there was a report of the USDA using information in court against farmers because the satellite had showed that, I believe it was used in cases where farmers reported crop damage that the satellite didn't find.
Right, for insurance purposes. They're now monitoring farms. You're right.
And also when a farmer is told to do something, for instance, a dairy farmer has to do certain things with his manure lagoon, and he might have gotten a loan or something to do it. And if he hasn't done it in the time frame, the satellite will tell on him, and he'll get fined. The same thing with when farmers are told what crops they can plant and what crops they can't plant. If they get something planted in the field where it's supposed to be fallow, they'll get fined because a satellite will show it.
There seems to be, Catherine, a bigger issue here, too. It's one of the spying and surveillance that I think is what really should bother every American. It's not just that we want to know that you have three goats on a farm. There's a bigger picture here, and it's a frightening picture, and I think it's time for Americans to realize that, like we tried to, and I think we might have been successful in stopping this porch story, even though they've pulled everything they could to get this thing done, and they still are. This is another one of those cases where Americans are going to have to talk to their legislator and say, enough is enough. We're fed up with this stuff. We're going to stop.
Well, you know, it reminds me of the old canard where they say, you know, first they came for the trade unionist, but I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for the, you know, and they kind of go through the whole progression. Then they said, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a trade unionist, because I wasn't a whatever. And then they came for me, and there was nobody left to speak up. And in that case, they were talking about the Nazis coming for people. But I have to say, even if you're not a farmer, this should send chills down your spine. Even if you're living in, you know, in Brooklyn in an apartment building, this should send chills down your spine, because what it says is that the federal government has now gotten so out of control. By the way, the USDA, these are not elected officials. We can't vote these people out of office.
These are appointed people, right?
Yeah, I don't know who put these people in charge of coming up with these regulations, which are not even legislatively voted into law. I mean, they sit around, they cook up these ideas, and then they impose them top down on us. And it's all about numbering, registration, and control. And you know, if you're in an apartment building, next thing you know, they're going to want to register your refrigerator, because your refrigerator could contain contaminated food. And don't laugh. I mean, there actually have been proposals to monitor the food supply right through your RFID reader-enabled refrigerator, right through your pantry shelf, right through to the recycling center. So they're coming for us.
Other than people who are going to profit off of this, the makers of the chips and everything else, does anybody like these programs?
I don't understand how they can like them. A lot of people don't pay enough attention to them, and like Catherine said, they don't think that it'll affect them. But there's a ripple effect that goes out from this sort of thing, that it can't help but touch everyone in the long run, because what's happening is that our society will be pared away, and the agriculture will shrink, as it has been shrinking over the years anyway. Farms are disappearing because it's getting harder and harder to earn a living, and most farmers these days don't earn a living on their farm. They work a job outside so that they can make enough to live. I know I have a dairyman neighbor over here for years. He couldn't make a profit. He had 150 cows, and he did everything just right, but the restrictions on him were so great. All the regulations from the federal government right on down to the local county government, that he finally was driven out of business. And in our area, there are many, many dairies, in fact, dozens of dairies over just the last few years, that have not been able to keep going. And so what happens, we have these huge factory dairies. There's one in eastern Washington.
Right.
There's one in Oregon where they have like 5,000 cows. Well, the one in Oregon, they've had a terrible time with the manure, just devastating the surrounding watershed, the streams, and killing the fish. And so when you have a factory farm with that many animals all concentrated, same kind of thing they suffered on the East Coast with the pigs. It doesn't work, it isn't safe, and our food supply is there put at risk.
Well, let me add something to really put a chill down your spine on these factory farms. Did you know that the FDA has approved the sale of experimental animals that have been genetically modified when they euthanize them, when the experiments don't turn out the way they want them to? They have actually approved the sale of that meat into the food supply.